Sly Broadcasting TV and Media Network, along with Sly ENT Mag, presents Bad Boy Billy Sly's Tick Tock, Who's Time to Die, based on true upcoming events. As a child, Bad Boy Billy Sly learned biblical truths directly from published scriptures, quoting the original Dead Sea Scrolls from God in heaven. So he is now pulling and sharing from those scriptures the death that many are facing, that the world governments do not want you to know about, for one of two reasons. Reason one is our own government not wanting you to know, to keep you from panic. And two is to not lose the element of surprise when abroad governments are going to attack you, to kill you. Hey, 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 this is your boy, Bad Boy Billy Sly, and welcome to my new show that Sly ENT Mag and Sly Broadcasting TV and Media Network has brought directly to you from yours truly, Bad Boy Billy Sly. It's called Tick Tock, Who's Time to Die? And that's a question. Based on true upcoming events. Music, please.
I got my war paint on and I'm ready for combat. Just pointing to the target and I bet y'all bomb that. The enemy is tricky, he's slimy and he's sticky, but I don't even see him. Young soldiers, are you with me? As soon as he attack, I'll break that joker back. I'll run up in his camp, straight and fade to black. But you gotta tread softly, cause this battle here takes place in a place where you can't see clear. Where every word is a weapon, every thought is a shield, and if it caught slipping, then that's where you get killed. Though the enemy is real, he ain't playing no games, and he ain't hard to find, cause I see him every day. And I try to get away, but the trap's been set. Still I keep on swinging, cause it ain't over yet. Cause no weapon formed against me can keep me on the ground, so I just pick myself up and begin to beat him down. Come on, I beat down on the enemy. 50 rounds with the enemy, I throw down with the enemy. Ripping up the enemy cause he ain't no friend of me. I go to war with the enemy, toe to toe with the enemy, blow for blow with the enemy. Ripping up the enemy cause he ain't no friend of me.
Let's get started. So as you're probably getting used to by now, yours truly must, and I do mean must, turn around and make sure that I do recaps of my last episodes. So we're recapping today, episode 2 for episode 3. So let's go over the recap that I want to basically dwell upon. What I'd like to dwell upon is that since we already spoke about all the things you need to know from episode 1 and 2 to understand what the format is all about, now we'll just move on and speak on all the necessary things there are to speak on. I will say to you, if you're new to my show, you must check out episode 1 and 2 so you have the full scope of what's going on here. You know, you want to have a full understanding and not think you understand, but know you understand because you get all the explanations there. Now, we were just talking about how Russia, China, and Iran are off the coast in actual legal waters from Hawaii with the big old missiles pointing at us from those ships. You can't tell me that's not a formation that's prepared to attack. And then confirmation was even more important here, because what we have today in the news about the balloon from China. So here we go. Russia, Putin said that he's going to fire upon America if America, via President Biden, gives to the Ukraine Abram tanks to protect himself against Putin. So they're in the waters close enough to fire those missiles and reach U.S. Very powerful missiles that can blow up an entire city per one missile. And we spoke about how they will be sent to us in rapid succession. So it's not just one missile, one city. So let's get that straight. I gave the illustration of pew, 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 pew. That's somewhat what missiles sound like when they are launched. They're launched one at a time. However, they're rapid succession launches, not just one missile and then later on another missile. So he can hit us now. He's close enough to do so. But right next to him is China. And they're blowing missiles out there where they are. They got America's attention. And China basically wants to attack America because of Taiwan. They said, we want Taiwan. Get out of our way. America said, no, we're not getting out of your way. So there's a clash there. So they want to rumble with America because of that. America doesn't want to rumble. They just want to leave things the way they are and continue to help Taiwan grow and do what Taiwan needs to do. But China is saying, we want to take over Taiwan. So everyone's in a conqueror mentality all of a sudden. The Bible foretold these things. So it's not like this is new stuff. Okay? So let's get that understood right now. Then the balloons. There were two. I told you about that. Most people knew about. There were about three more during the Trump administration. Now, let me ask you how relevant when I said to you guys the other day, Pearl Harbor, don't let this be another Pearl Harbor. Some may have taken that as a slight joke. But what happened with Pearl Harbor? Japan snuck up on America and tore to pieces Pearl Harbor. Over 3,000 deaths occurred. The whole fleet was destroyed. Aircrafts destroyed. There was no defending themselves. People were in watery graves because ships were blown up, turned upside down, and drowned thousands of soldiers. So, what I mean by not letting this be a Pearl Harbor wasn't the point of get ready to fight. It has nothing to do with that. My meaning of the statement meant don't be left in the dark that these things are aiming at your home, your hometown, and not move out of the way with the hope that you get to a safe distance where you won't be affected by fallout or direct blows. That was my point. That you would move further enough out away from the direct blow. That was my point. Trying to get you to see that just like in Jesus' time when he told a whole nation, flee to the hills, he told them twice. He told them twice. The first time he told them they did it. Second time he told them they didn't do it. Not all of them. And during that second time, the ones who didn't flee died. So don't let this be like Pearl Harbor. Don't let this be like that nation who was told something. And if you look into it enough, maybe you'll have a better perspective if you are in Hawaii and surrounding states. So keep that in mind. Now let's move on back to China in this balloon. just like Pearl Harbor, history is what warriors learn from, the smart ones. And it's ironic that China was oppressed by Japan at one time. Now China is using the playbook of Japanese warfare, I believe, and this is just a belief, not a conspiracy, a belief. I was once a warrior in the United States Army and as a contractor, American contractor, on the war of terrorism. So I have the tactics book. I have the t-shirt. I had the dogs and the weapons. I understand what I am talking about. Getting you to understand what I'm talking about is what's important to me now. But those weather balloons very well could have been equipped with cameras. Not cameras used the way they use them in space, because China can see America any day, all day. But getting pinpoint direct accuracy, I believe that's what the balloons were for. China did the same thing with pictures while using aircraft to fly over us. I believe that those balloons very well could have cameras. I believe that this is in stages. I believe I'm right. I bet you somebody in the United States government believe I'm right too. Just saying. Bottom line is they get more accurate pictures of specific locations that they want those missiles to hit. Is this all starting to make sense to y'all now? Doesn't sound like a conspiracy. It just sounds like I'm re-engineering somebody's vicious plan. Because I am not into the whole conspiracy thing. I'm into biblical words of truth relative to the future via prophecies, along with logic, intelligence, smarts, whatever you want to call it, and know-how. So there you have it. Let's talk about Iran. Iran has threatened the U.S. a few weeks back. And just so you'll know, Turkey. That's right. I told you guys there was one more country that's out there planning, scheming, and doing things. And the only crafty way that they had the ability to stay under radar while consider they family and friends that are literally in the United States is to send them a message in their own country. And the message they sent to their countrymen was, very soon you will be attacked by Americans in America. Now, what person in their right mind would want to say something arbitrary as that? Well, let me give you a few examples. Someone who knows that they're getting ready to do something against America. So clearly, the repercussion would be citizens in America very well may treat people from Turkey who live in America with ill will. What I'm saying is there's a plan being conjured by Turkey, one way or the other, big or small, to do something that's going to offend U.S. soil. And whatever that is, it compelled them to send a cryptic message so that people from Turkey who lives in the U.S. would hear that they will be attacked by U.S. citizens. Simply walk in the street, if you're from Turkey, if you're accidentally looking like someone from Turkey, you're probably going to be attacked. Basically, is what the message meant. But why would Americans arbitrarily attack people from Turkey? Well, that would mean that Turkey would have done something to Americans or America. We may be in some sovereign nation somewhere, and they're going to attack that place, possibly, that's full of Americans, and now leaving their countrymen who are in the United States to be attacked by Americans. So that's what it all sounds like. This news is real. It is what it is. There's a plan out there. There is a plan. We're about to move to our next segment, which is business. So stay tuned and check out this commercial.
What's going on, Bad Boy Billy Sly? What's new?
Hey, D. Catalina. What's going on is my new show, and you probably didn't know about it because I didn't get a chance to tell anyone. But since you're asking, I'll tell you and everyone at the same time. It's the Bad Boy Billy Sly's TikTok, Who's Time to Die,
based on true upcoming events.
Wow, I'll be tuning in.
And you heard it from the horse's mouth. Sly ENT Magazine presents Bad Boy Billy Sly's TikTok, Who's Time to Die, based on true upcoming events. True upcoming events? What do you mean by that? That means it's going to become true. Get it? Cool. This is your boy, Bad Boy Billy Sly. I'll see you there. Peace.
Brought to you by Sly Broadcasting TV and Media Network, LLC, and Sly ENT Mag. Catch us streaming on Spotify, iHeart, and other streaming services. A Bad Boy Billy Sly production.
So let's get this straight. Now, I'm talking to you cats right there on Facebook. I am bringing you right into the show as an extra, extra emergency, urgent interjection right after the commercial that just dropped. Now, the reason is because the commercial that just dropped that you heard playing in the background was me catching up to where I am in the episode that's already been recorded. I am now adding to that recording, letting you understand that we ain't playing. This thing is on fire. Everything is falling directly into place with the show and the meaning of the show and what power this has, the value that it has for those who open their ears and press play and step away. So now, we spoke about Turkey. We spoke about Turkey in this episode that we were dropping, and I just got this news report, and I am back in the studio as we speak, adding to the show that was already put down. But I'm live in effect right now, and I'm adding this to the show because you need to know today, not tomorrow, not next episode, not episode 4, today, that Turkey, who I just got finished talking about in my show on a pre-recorded portion that was going to be added on to with the business, the song of the day, etc., 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 has had a massive earthquake, a 7.8, and over 5,000 people have passed thus far, and they're still looking for more. But that does not negate the fact that Turkey sent a cryptic message just days ago telling their countrymen that live in America that eventually Americans will begin attacking them. Now, who in their right mind would turn around and say that? And I'm talking directly to you guys on Facebook, and I'm talking to all my friends and fam on iHeart, Spotify, and all other streaming services that pick up my show. Letting you know that they said this to their people. Why would anyone say that to their people? Because they're planning to do something, obviously. They must have been sitting in a daggone room with Russia, Iran, and China
talking yakety yakety yak, and this is what our part is going to be. We got to warn our citizens over in America that they're going to start getting harmed because of what we are about to do, and we're going to claim it. Obviously, this is no conspiracy theorist. This is just straight up logic. I'm a former soldier, U.S. Army sergeant type. I'm a former contractor, fought the war on terrorism. And I'm now just a normal United States citizen doing what I do best. And usually it's entertain people. I like to tickle the ears of those who have clogged ears as we speak. So it is somewhat of entertainment when you are listening to me speak on this show. However, I am coming incognito. I am straight coming incognito. I have no uniform on. I have no weapon in my hand. You don't know who I am just by looking at me. But I pressed the trigger button on my mouth, and my mouth is telling you, for those who were planning on attacking America and any other country for no reason whatsoever, because this seems like it's the season of let me see if I can be a dictator. You hopefully have experienced some difficulty by this quake stopping you in your tracks from carrying out whatever heinous plan you had. Period. Now, for the citizens of Turkey who are innocent of such a thing, my prayers literally go out to your families, and that they can still find a way to care for themselves under these strenuous circumstances. Your death toll is past 5,000. There are a lot of people without the people that supported them in their life while living. So, wanted to put that out there. This is not about the innocent. This is about the vicious individuals who exactly did what many men and women have done throughout the years, intentionally attached themselves to Satan devil himself. Just saying. So if that's who you were and you were impeded upon because of this natural disaster, I'm glad it stopped you. So let's not get the message misunderstood. It is not bad boy Billy Sly standing up saying, I'm back in America, blah, 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 blah. This is bad boy Billy Sly telling you that God don't like ugly, and a natural disaster hopefully stopped Turkey from involving themselves in something heinous. Again, the people that live in Turkey that has nothing to do with this, man, I would come to Turkey myself and assist you if I could. Ironically enough, President Biden told you as soon as it happened, and I would hope that the United States know that there was a target, big old X somewhere for America from Turkey. But even though, and the government knows about the message as well, even though that had happened, Biden did say that he will send resources and human beings over to help you. Just let him know. Just putting that out there. Just putting it out there. There are many people who are going to have heavy hearts who may not be paying attention to what God has told them they need to pay attention to, may not be paying attention to what Jesus Christ came down here to let us know about either. But that doesn't mean that isn't naturally good-hearted individuals walking the face of the earth. If you can get in a rhythm of how to walk on the face of the earth, you might want to look into listening to what God has to say, because he's the one telling you, this is what you need to do for me to like you, okay? This is what you need to do for me to take and pull you from the way things are now when I change it to the way things will be when it's beautiful. But if you ain't doing that, you're going to miss out. I am here just to remind you that that's out there and you need to lock into it. Need I say more? This is your boy, and I am only talking to the Facebook cats, signing off of Facebook. Now that's already done, and I'm focusing back on my audience here. on the show, Bad Boy Billy Sly's Who's Time to Die. I'm going to take you to a commercial. I just had to give you this extra, extra, because God don't like ugly, baby.
What's going on, Bad Boy Billy Sly? What's new?
Hey, D. Catalina. What's going on is my new show, and you probably didn't know about it because I didn't get a chance to tell anyone. But since you're asking, I'll tell you and everyone at the same time. It's the Bad Boy Billy Sly's TikTok, Who's Time to Die,
based on true upcoming events.
Wow, I'll be tuning in.
And you heard it from the horse's mouth. Sly ENT Magazine presents Bad Boy Billy Sly's TikTok, Who's Time to Die, based on true upcoming events. True upcoming events? What do you mean by that? That means it's going to become true. Get it? Cool. This is your boy, Bad Boy Billy Sly. I'll see you there. Peace. Brought to you by Sly Broadcasting TV and Media Network, LLC, and Sly ENT Mag. Catch us streaming on Spotify, iHeart, and other streaming services. A Bad Boy Billy Sly production. Hey, this is your boy, Bad Boy Billy Sly, and we bringing it right to you. All kinds of cool interviews coming real soon. We have names like Derek Holland. Oh, yeah. Derek's been out there for about 2.5 years doing his dang thing on podcasting. And he's about to turn the tables on us and let us know what he thinks a good podcast is. And he's going to tell the world what he thinks. And we're going to tell you what we think. And you know what? We're just going to be a think tank all up in there, having a good old time. Also upcoming, Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh crew. You do remember them. I know you do. 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you're on. Well, DJ D-Wiz, besides Chill Will, was one of the primary, and I do mean one of the primary DJs for Doug E. Fresh. And you know your boy, Bad Boy Billy Sly, has booked Dougie Fresh all around the country throughout the years. And I always chose DJ D-Wiz as my DJ for Dougie Fresh. Yeah, how you like me now? Yes, yeah, so anyway, he will be coming on Sly ENT Mag, Bad Boy Billy Sly's TikTok, Who's Time to Die? This segment where we do interviews for stars and everything else that's out there. Business, entrepreneurs, and all. And then, to top it all off, we have my boy, my homie, my man, Kumo D-E-E-E-E, yeah. And he's going to be coming on this joint too, doing the dang thing, talking about his new upcoming album. And it's called, you're going to have to check in so you can find out what it is. You thought I was going to let the cat out the bag. You know I'm all about cliffhangers, baby. So get your wings ready so you can fly, and we'll see you then. See you there. If you're not there, you square. If you're square now, you might be around later. I don't even know what all that meant. It also sounds so good, I just had to say it. So it's your boy, Bad Boy Billy Sly. I'm back. And we are about to go into our interview segment. With a star is where we are. So we getting ready to hit up one cool cat, Derek Holland. And he's a podcaster out of Cali, California, in the place to be. That's where your boy is. And everybody that's with me. Why did I say that? Because if you hear me now, that means technically you're with me. That was a corny joke. All right, scratch that one from the books. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to bring in Derek Holland because he has some cool stuff to talk about. And I got some cool questions for him. He is doing the dang thing in the podcast world. And I just wanted to share this with you, my fans, friends, and fam. And that's how we getting down. I bring to you without any further ado, Derek Holland. Derek, you out there, Bubba?
I am. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. You sound like Elvis. Thank you very much for having me. What's up with that? Last I found you were African American, but you sounded like Elvis. It's all good. I used to watch the shows when I was a kid too. So Derek,
Well,
it is what it is. I mean, you do what you do when you do what you do. Even as if you're bored and you cut the TV on, it's there for you. You watch it. But Elvis was entertaining to me. The boy, he had a little dance thing going on. You know, he could play music and he can sing. I mean, what else can I ask for?
Right.
I can actually do his voice. Love me tender. Love me please.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I won't get no gold record for that, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's why they call me Bad Boy Billy Sly. For sure. So, Derek, now we got to jump into this thing. First of all, let's talk about the things that are so obvious to the rest of the world that knows you. You're a podcaster. Tell the fans and friends and fam what the name of your show is.
So, my podcast is called Grown Up Podcast. Basically, that's it. Just Grown Up. And if you search that on any streaming platform, you look for that crinkled paper, and that's me.
Grown Up. Now, did you make this as a child or did you make this as a grown-up? So were you have aspirations of growing up or were you grown and just wanted to let the world know how hard it is?
Yeah, I did that as being grown and I wanted to let the world know how hard it is and challenging, especially coming from my background. It may seem privileged to some people or, you know, of course from my perspective, more traumatic. But I wanted to express that to the world of some people who may have come from the same background and, you know, express that things that we've learned growing up may not apply to the world today and apply to the things that go on today. And a lot of things that we hear in repetition of, you know, just working hard, staying, sticking to grinds and all these just phrases that we say. Don't really apply because of the ever-changing times of now. So I just based that a podcast off of that. And, of course, I also support other independent people who are doing their independent thing, whether it be music, whether it be authors, bloggers, all types of different people. I just interviewed a travel agent, life coach. So I just want to show people that there's a platform out there that supports them, no matter where they start, and show people that supporting others is a good thing, and it doesn't have to be a bad thing.
You got bloggers, vloggers. Would you be interested in interviewing a logger, for instance? I mean, might as well add to the scenario and make the depth a little deeper. Feel what I'm saying? So if you're a logger out there and you like cutting down trees, Derek will hook you up.
Yes, most definitely.
And that's what I call being grown and sexy, Derek.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about this adult thing, because you dove right on in. You show some very tough scenarios within the things that you mentioned. Even though you were smooth with it, people don't have an easy time living these days.
Right.
So let's talk about the things that go beyond the scope of normal living. For instance, independent entrepreneurship. Are you familiar with that subject? Because I think you are. I've listened to your podcast, and I think you are. But I would like to get your true opinion on the Sly Entertainment Show right here on how you think about independent entrepreneurship.
100%, yeah. So what I think about independent entrepreneurship is just being able to set a goal for yourself. And sometimes I would like to put it as I went back to what I wanted to do as a child. And although my first thought as a child was, oh, I wanted to be a doctor, what I actually was introduced and what I really fell in love with was film and audio. But I was rejected of that idea, being that it wasn't something that would make a lot of money. And so, you know, of course, I went back to my doctor thing and thought that that might be the route for me. But immediately when I started traveling down that path, a lot of negative things occurred that deterred me. And it kind of showed me that this wasn't something that was for me. And I had to kind of go back to what was something that was rejected in my childhood and pursue that. And so I told myself that I would, and no matter what I've been through, no matter losing a job, gaining, I have a 3-page resume of jobs because I go through jobs, as people say, but no matter what, I've made sure that I've stuck to what I've always wanted to do and pursue what is truly passionate for myself. And that has been wanting to be independent and pursue that inner entrepreneurship of getting to a dream that I dream of obtaining for myself. So, yeah, and that's been podcasting, and I've just been working hard at it ever since, whether it's been one job, two jobs, side hustles, whatever it's been. You know, I've just put all my thoughts and efforts into this goal, and the blessings and everything have definitely been coming down from doing that.
Okay, so independent entrepreneurial is not a term commonly used, but it's still a contrast already from saying that life is usually hard as it is, and now you're trying to pursue something out of the box. And then the word independent itself kind of tells me that there's no partnership. Now, is that where you're going with the independent, or are you just basically saying, because now that you are in fact an entrepreneur in the broadcasting industry, hey baby, guess what, I'm independent?
Yeah, that's right. I am in fact an entrepreneur in the audio industry, and on top of that, hey, I'm independent.
Gotcha.
But most definitely, I'm always open to working with anyone who's willing to work with me.
No, that's hot. Now, you mentioned when you were a child, you were reaching back to your childhood dreams. Most people deny themselves their childhood dreams because of everyone else's mouth in the play. Now, one thing I teach, definitely being an entrepreneur myself and in the broadcasting industry where I've made hand over fist and funds and money and all kinds of cool stuff, is this: people abandon their childhood dreams because people cannot conceive what it is that's going to come out of it for you as a child. But what I push is, let a child see it, and if they can conceive it and believe it, then they can achieve it, period. And that's what you're doing now. But you took longer than you should have, because you should have been able to feed off of where your mindset was before. I'm glad you're back, Jack. And that is one of the things that you love to do, is get into broadcasting radio. And you are doing broadcasting and podcasting for every intense purposes is radio. Now, did you do any college with this?
I did. So I went to community college, and that's where I kind of got started with the audio industry. I first initially went into, I started taking a film class, and then I quickly took an audio class and kind of fell in love with audio. And I actually started with radio, and I did college radio while I was there. So this all really started with radio.
I see. Now, this business that you're referring to, are you talking about the podcast broadcasting scenario, or are you talking about something even further in the business pocket?
I'm talking about something even further in the business pocket. So
what else is popping, baby? You got to let a brother know.
Yeah, no, I got you on the inside scoop. So basically what I want to do is, for people who are corporate, you know, who work corporate jobs, or who are working just in general in the workforce, who are trying to transition to be an entrepreneur, to, you know, obviously sell a product, whatever that product may be, they need somewhere and someone to say, hey, I'll support you. And so I want to be that person to say, hey, I'll support you. And basically what I want to do is start a media marketing company where I'm able to help them, support them, and guide them through their social media and get that social media presence started, and so that their business can get out there through, which we all know in the digital age is where that's at, is social media, it's the audience. So I want to go on the lines of that and help these people who think that it's impossible, who think is or who are already experiencing the impossible with transitioning from corporate to entrepreneur, and just be that support platform.
I see. Okay, well, Gary Vaynerchuk, man, you better watch out. Derek Holland coming. And I know Gary, he would totally tell you to go for it.
Yeah, most definitely.
Now, I know something that you don't know that I know.
Uh-oh.
I know something that you don't know that I know.
Uh-oh.
We call it a secret.
Uh-oh.
We call it a secret.
Uh-oh.
Derek Holland, I got a question for you. And boy, am I intrigued, because investigating into scenarios about you in order to have a great show was not only fun, but man, you're like an open book out there.
Absolutely.
And I was very interested in discussing something personal to you. It's deep. It's deep. All I need is a red light, green light, or yellow light, and whatever light I get is how I'll respond afterwards.
You got the green light.
All right. I got the green light. Yeah. That's tight. This is here we go. So, brother, I have a question for you about a very, very interesting word called trance.
Yes.
And that word emulates, because it can mean so many things. It can mean the prefix of transportation.
Right.
It could mean transform.
That's right.
It could mean my favorite movie, Transformers.
Yes.
Or it could also mean a gender transformation.
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate on what you know about gender transformation relative to the emotional side that would cause someone to take the physical leap?
But I was basically trying to satisfy the world, and most importantly, satisfy my family, who at the time, well, and still, just had a lot of different views, and accepting different was not one of the things that was a priority for them. And I noticed that pretty early on in my life. So I never wanted to shake the boat or rock any feather or shake any feathers, however the sayings go. And so I always just, as long as everyone was satisfied around me, then I was okay. But eventually, after so long, I realized when I actually started to tune into my emotions and feelings, something that I never did ever before in my life, I started to realize that these things that I was pushing down were real and were true. So for me, gender transformation, or most commonly known as transitioning, was a solidification on who I truly was, and was able, gave me the ability to really come into myself and be who I truly am inside, instead of who everyone truly saw on the outside. So that's pretty much how it was for me.
So that is a emotional standpoint. Now, what about the spiritual standpoint of the idea that God created you to be who he wanted you to be? And why wasn't that good for you?
So growing up, me and the church never really, never really got on the same terms, because it was really forced upon me pretty much all my life of going to church and reading the Bible. And so I always felt like that was not the proper way to be able to have a relationship with God. And I definitely fought with that decision, or this decision, and including God in it as well, and my spirituality. And I would like to say I'm more spiritual rather than religious. And so when I actually became an adult and was able to guide myself back to my spiritual and getting my relationship with God, I realized that it's not about, what the Bible says. It's about what your relationship is with God. And what God says is he loves everyone, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, no matter what sin you commit, no matter what someone throws at your face as you're negative or whatever, as long as you be who you are and you try and be a good person and not the greatest person, I believe that God will still love you and accept you. And, whatever the Bible says is very questionable as far as using it towards other human beings as far as creating guidelines for their life. I believe the Bible is for you and your own understanding and interpretation, and being able to use that as good towards the world.
I see. And everyone has a spiritual side of what they feel is and is not right or wrong. The majority of people that I know relative to the Bible, they would say that getting to know God is reading the Bible and following it. But we're not here to discuss religion per se. I just wanted to look at your different points of view. I do have one more for you. Physically, what is your scenario physically? How do you deal with this in a physical aspect? Because I'm assuming that there are hormones possibly involved or things of that nature, but I don't know. And you would be the subject matter expert here on that.
Right. So personally, I have been on T shots, or most would know it as testosterone shots, for about a year and a half now, going on 2 years. And I am about a year post-op of top surgery, and I will be discussing bottom surgery next month. So to be able to be pretty much complete in my transition.
I see. So is it taking a toll on you because of the testosterone, which is something I'm assuming is fighting against the other elements of femininity?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a roller coaster for sure. And I would say it's mostly emotional, and having to deal with needing support around you, because of course this is something that is going on within your body, right? And so these hormone levels are fluctuating, and you're not sure, you know, what you're going to wake up to be honest. And so really having a support system around you, and having someone there to say it's all right to be like this right now, or it's okay to feel this way right now, is very important as far as, you know, going through this journey. And for me, it's been quite difficult because I don't have as much support as someone else would. However, I do have support, and so that support does as good for me as it can. And I'm grateful for, you know, every day that I'm still waking up and continuing to do what I do.
Does estrogen, which is a natural body product for you, cause a problem with the transformation of what you're trying to do?
As far as physically, yes, because there are still some features for me, maybe looking at myself in the mirror, that I would say are too feminine for me and my experience. Some people do not have the same experience, and I want to express this as much as possible, that I am only speaking from my experience, and other people experience something completely different. As far as emotionally or mentally, I would not say that too per se. But what I do want to really stress is that this is only a part of who I am. It is not who I am as far as, like, if you're talking to me, this is something that I'm going to make known. What I'm going to make known is my name, and that is who I am. And you'll see my personality, my all of those things as far as the outward and who I actually am. Being trans is just a part of, you know, my journey, my story, and just like it's a part of anyone else's journey and story. And it's important to understand that person, and to, you know, you don't have to accept that person, but understanding that person is very much the first step of just knowing that different is out there, and it's okay to be different.
Okay, so let's talk about your capabilities. Your capabilities relative to who you need to be for what you're trying to accomplish in business and in life after being a black trans man. So now you are in the middle of it, almost at the final post portion of it, and there's still this business person inside of you, despite of what you've done physically, your mind and your brain is still the same. And you still spoke of entrepreneurship, being a successful broadcaster and things of that nature. And I know one of the things that I researched about you, Baird, that you are very interested in creating a safe space for people to be themselves. So is that relative to the decisions you made? Is that the reason why you're fighting for posture in that area so that you can provide a platform for other independent people? And does independent in this case mean independent mindedness of the norm when you say other independent people?
I'd say the first portion, 100%, that being kind of forced into this corner of, you know, only knowing one way of life, so to speak, and not really having support on thinking differently was definitely 100% a forefront as far as a blueprint for the podcast and being able to provide the supportive platform. As far as the second portion, I wouldn't say independent-minded per se, but I would just say independent in spirit, in heart, you know, someone who's putting in the time and the work, who has a 9-to-5 but goes home and still, you know, records that podcast, who has a midnight to 5 a.m. and goes home and what goes to the studio or goes to work on the candle business, or, you know, someone who's just driven. I would say independent like that. I would say that's the type of platform that I would like to create as far as supporting those type of people.
So independent in nature is very important to you.
Yes, absolutely.
As in, I don't have no confounds. Nothing's going to block me in or stop me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, with that kind of nature, do you have a roadmap to your success? Because that right there is the true independence. When you choose a place to be and you find the route to get there, and then you start working step by step to reach where you're trying to go, along with an independent nature like yours, you should be able to excel. But have you put a pin in your destination as of yet?
I definitely have not put a pin in it yet. I think life is a long journey, and I'm a student of life. Every day I'm learning something new. But for me and my success path, I would say it has just started with one, understanding, you know, of course, where I wanted to go, what the goal was, what the dream was. And the next steps were just figuring out what avenues would be able to take me there, whether it was a free class to take on an audio class, or whether it was finally, even though dropping out of college first time and then going back to college and graduating, getting my AA. And then after that, obtaining opportunities as far as doing independent work with, you know, that my professor reached out to me to do, taking those opportunities just because, you know, it was a small paid gig, but it was an opportunity to gain experience, to gain exposure through that. And to learn how to kind of navigate what I'm doing now with learning in school to get my bachelor's now. And just like I said, taking opportunities like that, big or small, and connecting with a lot of people, 100% connecting, and being open to everything and being close to nothing, and always knowing that, you know, you don't know everything, and there is always someone that knows something that you don't know, and be okay with that and learn from that person. Learn from everything. That's what I say. Learn from everything.
But there is a necessity do you agree to have a pen somewhere to accomplish something, even if it's not the final destination?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%. I think you definitely have to have those accolades and accomplishments. Like I said, I got my AA in radio and television. I did do those independent works that produced money. I'm going back to school right now to get my bachelor's. I think definitely you have to have, some tangible evidence of achievements along the way to say, okay, I've done this. This is fantastic. And remember all of the work that you put in that particular moment that can propel you to stay motivated to keep going.
Now, in your opinion, are you putting these small journeys into a way of step by step, or are these small journeys just erratic decisions of wanting to accomplish things and then have closure with them, or is it a little of both?
I definitely would say it's a little bit of both, because just my personal life has been very much all over the place, and I've come pretty much full circle. So I would definitely say it's a little bit of both, that I've just been trying to go back and reach things that I may have started and didn't finish, and now I want to, and then other things where this is something that I know that I want to do, and I'm going to go for it.
Chronological order is starting to take shape in your travels, and we all grow up and we all stumble before we get there. So, you know, I noticed that being grown is one of the reasons why you had your show. Obviously you've discovered the avenue in which you want to travel. Now, I'm an old school, old head, but true school. And my thing is this: I've stumbled, and even in my adulthood, I've stumbled. But in my adulthood, I had direction of where I was headed. So you're now chronologically putting things together in order to reach an ultimate goal. You're just not sure what the ultimate goal is for you, where I have determined where my goals are, and it's easier for me to travel to that direction. So you have a lot of life ahead of you anyway, and you have opportunities to change rhythm, because you change your mind 1,000 times when you're a youngster, because you get a chance to grow into life, right? So you start to see like different ideas, and like, put the brakes on, pump the brakes. I see something over here that I didn't see before. I was going this way, but you know what? I need to add that to my spice of life.
Exactly.
Totally got it. Exactly. Totally got it. Well, Derek Holland, is there anything else that you can provide to us on the last comment of the show relative to your interview today with your boy, Bad Boy Billy Sly?
I just say thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. It's definitely great to connect with you and to vibe. And I just remind everybody to stay safe and be kind.
Stay safe and be kind. And if you see me walking on the street, put a nickel in my cup. This is your boy, Bad Boy Billy Sly. And we out of here right into the next segment. Peace.
What's going on, Bad Boy Billy Sly? What's new?
Hey, D. Catalina. What's going on is my new show, and you probably didn't know about it because I didn't get a chance to tell anyone. But since you're asking, I'll tell you and everyone at the same time. It's the Bad Boy Billy Sly's TikTok, Who's Time to Die, based on true upcoming events.
Wow, I'll be tuning in.
And you heard it from the horse's mouth. Sly ENT Magazine presents Bad Boy Billy Sly's TikTok, Who's Time to Die, based on true upcoming events. True upcoming events? What do you mean by that? That means it's going to become true. Get it? Cool. This is your boy, Bad Boy Billy Sly. I'll see you there. Peace. Brought to you by Sly Broadcasting TV and Media Network, LLC, and Sly ENT Mag. Catch us streaming on Spotify, iHeart, and other streaming services. A Bad Boy Billy Sly production.
to the target and I'll bet y'all bomb that. The enemy is tricky, he's slimy and he's sticky, but I don't even see him. Young soldiers, are you with me? As soon as he attack, I'll break that joker back. I'll run up in his camp, straight and fade to black. But you gotta tread softly, cause this battle here takes place in a place where you can't see clear. Where every word is a weapon, every thought is a shield, and if it caught slipping, then that's where you get killed. Though the enemy is real, he ain't playing no games, and he ain't hard to find, cause I see him every day. And I try to get away, but the trap's been set. Still I keep on swinging, cause it ain't over yet. Cause no weapon formed against me can keep me on the ground, so I just pick myself up and begin to beat him down. Come on, I beat down on the enemy. 50 rounds with the enemy. I throw down with the enemy, ripping up the enemy, cause he ain't no friend of me. I go to war with the enemy, toe to toe with the enemy, blow for blow with the enemy, ripping up the enemy, cause he ain't no friend of me. I'm in the heart of the lion's den, although I'm wounded, I got the strength of 12 men, and I'm throwing hands with them, blood on my knuckles, that's how hard that I hit them. I won't let him take me out, I take a stick of dynamite and throw it in his mouth. Cause all he speak is lies, telling me I'm nothing, telling me I won't survive, telling me I can't quit this habit that I got, telling me that the only life for me is on the block. He's trying to tell me that I'm broke, telling me I'm poor, telling me I gotta smoke. He bringing sickness and disease, but that'll never work, cause every day I'm on my knees. Plus I already got the victory, so put your hands up and let me know if you're feeling me. I beat down on the enemy, 50 rounds with the enemy. I throw down with the enemy, ripping up the enemy, cause he ain't no friend of me. I go to war with the enemy, toe to toe with the enemy, blow for blow with the enemy, ripping up the enemy, cause he ain't no friend of me. I beat down on the enemy, 50 rounds with the enemy. I throw down with the enemy, ripping up the enemy, cause he ain't no friend of me. I go to war with the enemy, toe to toe with the enemy, blow for blow with the enemy, ripping up the enemy, cause he ain't no friend of me. Yeah, I got that boy running, he trying to take cover cause he see them soldiers coming. And we ain't going nowhere, the battlefield's in your mind, close your eyes and you're there. And we real hard to scale, I stomp him in the ground just for speaking in my ear. A new army is here, and we showing no fear, spitting truth everywhere like...
And you heard it from the horse's mouth. Sly ENT Magazine presents Bad Boy Billy Sly's Tick Tock, Who's Time to Die, based on true upcoming events. True upcoming events? What do you mean by that? That means it's going to become true. Get it? Cool.